And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to the States for this one, mate. Good Morning America, one of their famous morning breakfast TV institutions over there, hosted by a guy called TJ Holmes and a lady by the name of Amy Robax at the moment.
Never heard of him ever until last week.
Yeah. So hilariously, they have they get along really well.
Really well.
Really well.
Like in a way that you and I thankfully would never like.
Well, there's chemistry and there's chemistry, right? So they've got chemistry on screen, right? So she's 49, he's 45, both married.
Yep. Happily.
Yes.
Apparently.
She's married and then has kids to a previous partner.
Do you know who she's married to? Billy from Melrose Place.
Don't know who that is.
What? Well, you're older than me.
Google a picture. I'd never watch Melrose Place. Google a picture and show me his head.
Okay.
All right. In the meantime, so TJ and Amy, they started working together. It was going along swimmingly.
Doing the Tom pose in this photo.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. What's guy. His name? His name's Billy Campbell.
That's the character's name.
Andrew Shue.
I was just going, is that Andrew Shue?
It is Andrew Shue.
Okay. Yeah. No, I did know who that was. All right. So anyway, so they started working together. It was going along swimmingly. And then they got sent over to the UK when the Queen passed away, Queen Elizabeth. As part of Good Morning America's coverage. They broadcast live from there, right?
A little work trip.
Yes. Mm. And whilst I imagine they were put up in their own hotel rooms. Mm. It appears that they spent a fair bit of time in each other's hotel rooms and they were seen canoodling on the way back, but no kissing at the airport, but being very like lovey-dovey, touchy, sort of feely.
What's wrong with people? Anyway,
so.
Like if you're going to be a scumbag, at least try and hide it properly, you know?
Friendly and huggy. So they've been spotted canoodling in bars. Near where they film this.
Actually, I take it back because I'm, I get quite huggy with my mates and stuff, you know, so.
Anyway, so it's gone on and it's continued and then as of last week it all kind of came out and everyone was like, oh, I cannot believe it. What is going on? They're both married.
Yeah.
But everybody else seems pretty unfazed in the sense that their colleagues all, I think, knew it was happening. And the two have come out and said, look, we're not going to stop. So I don't know whether they plan to divorce their current partners.
Hang on. We're not going to stop.
We're not going to stop.
The canoodling.
Affair. Yeah.
We're not going to stop our jobs either.
And so the ABC News is not going to discipline them. They've come out and said, look, we're not going to discipline them. They're adults. They're having a relationship and that is fine. So all of this, thinking to myself, so they're on telly in the morning doing breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's a very different but also in some ways similar world to our own. And I just can't think of anything more disgusting.
I know, Lingy is the worst.
See the way he rolls up in the morning?
I couldn't even imagine.
The clothes he's wearing is probably not washed,
No.
He's stinky and
terrible. No. Also, I can't even make a joke about being you because it's so foul.
Isn't that disgusting? That's so kind of where I was going. Like,
want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Log and I just ran to the toilet whilst that song was on.
Yep.
And as we were running, we were like, what do you reckon he'd do if we just didn't come back?
You heard me shout down the passage. You two better get back before the song finishes. I wouldn't know what button to push.
Yeah.
Or buttons.
Would you come around and have a look, see if you could work it out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to. But it'd
be very so
humorous.
Funny.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
We
do love a stitchy.
We do love a stitchy. Also, as we were running down, because we both need to go to the bathroom, Tom was like trying to go slow down the corridor. And
I was shepherding.
He was shepherding.
Keeping her away from the ball.
See, the thing is, which I've just realised, when you're a guy, like we're not, okay, so when I run to the toilet, I have to hold on to my buzzies, because it's like, I'm not wearing the appropriate sports bra
Gotcha.
To run to the toilet. But then I also told him, move. I'm holding onto my uterus so it doesn't fall out. He didn't like that. He did not like that.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Some of my oldest and bestest friends came around on Saturday for some lunch, which was lovely.
It's good, it's good so of you to be friends with old people.
Nice, I know. And yes, I mean, I've been friends with them for a long time. That's what I'm... Did that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. No, we established it. Yep.
Sorry.
We got it.
Anyway, and one of them, his name's Ash, right? I've been friends with him since grade one. Okay, so like 1991.
That's cute.
Right? He's been on the whole roller coaster.
He's been there the whole time. Anyway, we have a bit of a group chat, right? And he said to me, so we've been trying to all catch up together as a collective group for a really long time. We finally got a date and we're like, yep, it's happening. And in the group chat, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make lunch for everyone. What does everyone, does anyone have any food intolerances or whatever? And one of my friends is like, no, I don't eat this. I'll eat everything else. Yeah, perfect. Good. Good to know. So... And he writes, hey, since we're coming down to the beach, I'd love to, you know, sample some seafood, right? And so I was like, oh, would you? Like, who says that, right? So I was chatting to one of my other mates. I'm like, this is what Ash said. Like, what the hell?
So is he expecting you to go out with a net?
Or yeah, right?
A pot?
So I was like, oh, so, okay. So I left that for a couple of days. And then I wrote back, okay, what type of... Do you want like a full sea bass? Like, what are you talking about?
I can't even guarantee like, that's going to come from the local
From the
waters.
Local area. Like, oh, I was like, this guy. My God.
You can have some bassa from Vietnam.
Yeah, right? I was just like, what do you want? Anyway.
Old friends can ask those sorts of things.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing. So, Saturday morning, Mommy and I got up early. We went to Queenscliff down there. Mm. We went to the fresh fish.
Good call.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah. Good people.
And we got... some prawns and some oysters. And I was like, there's just seafood, right? Anyway.
Seafood with a smile.
He comes over, it was so funny because he comes over and I'm like, yeah. So I specifically went and got, like I took photos of Wombi looking in the ocean. I'm like, he's pouring it one prawn at a time. Like just really trying to like make sure that you have the seafood that you requested. One of my best friends.
And then was he like, well, I'm not eating it if it's been in Wombi's mouth.
No, he goes, no, I meant like, no. I mean, we should go, like, fishing. Like, we're down the beach. Like, we're down. Let's go to the river. Let's go fishing or something. He's like, not for you to get seafood. And I was like, oh, I totally have bad-mouthed you all around town. To every friend that would listen, I've bad-mouthed you. And been like, oh, he wanted seafood. So I went and got him seafood.
So he wasn't after seafood with a side of condescension.
No, of what? Top.
But it's been marinated in condescending tone.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, it was a miscommunication on my end, can you believe?
Sorry, yeah. But also,
misinterpretation.
Easy for him to say now that he's got the seafood.
Mate, the seafood was so good. And yeah. Everyone was raving on about it, about how good it was. And I made like a prawn salad. And, Jimmy, you know, D shelled it. I don't do that business. But we had the oysters. It was awesome. And everyone was like, more seafood. And I'm like, if you had not asked, I would never have done this.
Did he bring a fishing rod and stuff to back up his story? Because
no,
he
didn't.
I think he's asked for seafood.
He is wily. I'll say he is wily.
Felt bad when you said, but
no,
but
he doesn't
gone,
feel bad. You nah. don't know Ash. Okay. He doesn't
or,
feel bad.
Or all the other friends have gone back to Ash and said, hey, you should hear what Loggy's been
she
saying
is
about
destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Loggy's trending last week got me interested in watching the Netflix series Wednesday, based on the Addams Family's Wednesday Addams.
It's good.
I didn't think I was going to like it. I love it. Mm. Absolutely love it. Right into it. 5 episodes into it. My mistake was not telling my wife, Dodsy, that I was going to start watching this and got too far ahead. Dodsy gets home, tells me on Saturday, I think it was, hey, I've heard this new Netflix series is really good. We should watch it together. I said, oh, listen, I've already gone ahead and watched up to episode number 5. She's like, oh, well, bad luck. You're going to rewatch them all again. Plus, I'm going to get a foot massage out of it. I don't know how that got thrown into the whole thing as well. Anyway, that's a side note. My question to both of you and to everybody listening right now is, if you have made the mistake of watching ahead and not informing your partner that this is a possible series you can watch together, do you have to suffer the consequences of a rewatch of all of those episodes?
I don't know if you can force a rewatch. It's a hard one because I would just be like, no, you watch it in your own time and then we can discuss it or whatever.
Yeah.
But let the people speak. 52232955. Mike from Highton, can you force the rewatch?
I don't think you can force the rewatch, but first of all, Lingy, that's a rookie error, mate. I think after the first episode, you should have done what Tom said and gone, you know what, Dodgy, really great series. Let's watch it. I've seen the first one, and then you've only got to rerun one episode.
Yeah.
Because if that was my household, I can guarantee you that the 5 hours that Missy C is going to be watching the reruns, I've got to cook dinner for the kids. I've got to take the kids to school. I've got to do all those errands just to give her the 5 hours to catch up to where you are. So, mate, you're lucky Dodgy's not listening to this right now. Otherwise, you could be cooking for the next few evenings, my man.
Mike, I love it. And you've made Loggy's brain explode.
And I'm just thinking, God, all those things you have to do.
It's like babysitting, isn't it?
No, it's just so hard. Right,
thank you, Mike.
Gary's in Drysdale. Morning, Gary.
Morning, team.
Yeah, what do you reckon, Gaz?
One word to describe Cameron Ling first, and then I'll give my version.
Oh, jeez, my finger over the dump button.
That word is whipped.
Whipped.
Anyway, no rewatch whatsoever. There's two rooms in the house, two TVs. You've got a theatre room, Lingy, surely. You watch it on the 100-inch screen and send her down the theatre room, mate. She can catch up there.
I love the callers today. Really,
Gary, I love
so
it.
So good.
Let's get a female perspective.
Let's get one of the females on.
Let's see what the ladies think.
Kylie in Armstrong Creek. Can you force a rewatch?
Well, see, my situation is The Sons of Anarchy, season 8, last season. My husband and I were watching the whole lot, and he could only do a couple at a time. So on the side, I was actually watching it, and then I had to pretend that I had seen it and rewatch the whole thing. And then, after it, I told him I'd already actually seen the whole lot. Amazing. So, sometimes I think you just, need to suck it up and just rewatch it.
And do the rewatch.
And if it's a really good show, then, why not?
You'll catch a few little extra things each episode. Yeah,
Sons of Anarchy is a hard rewatch. That last season is hectic. It's one you don't want to watch again and again and again.
Kylie must be pretty good at faking it if she's watching the whole season. And either that or he's not very observant.
Gosh, what a twist. That person lost a finger. Jesus.
Jake the Snake in Port Arlington. Morning, mate. Wrap this up for us. Can you force the rewatch?
Oh, it depends. How many times has Dodgy had to watch a re-grand final that Lingy?
Good question, Joe.
Yeah. Answer the question.
Oh, listen, once or twice. So she walks out on all the good bits when there's another goal getting kicked.
Well, then, so you walk out when you know you're going to accidentally say something.
When I might give something away. Yeah. Or maybe I should just start giving things away.
Oh, that's a good idea. Spoilers.
And she'll kick me out.
Of the house.
This has been a wonderful showing for the male species. This whole thing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6:00.